Hello? Call this meeting to order. Town Council here in a meeting. It's Wednesday, January 21st, 2026 at 6 p.m. And we'll start with the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Giving a break.
And Heavenly Father,
well, I'm grateful to gather here today as a quorum, and hopefully Richard will be here. I've seen that being here yet. Hopefully. Well, hopefully Richard will be here shortly and move forward. And we're grateful for all the great things that have happened in our community. Lord, we ask you to bless our community moving forward, that we will be solid in our water projects, and when we're putting in all these new installs and cleaning up the community and making things flow more smoothly and work together, and some of our culverts that need a lot of work, and obviously we're grateful for all the efforts that the council has put in, especially gals that were in the office, and Mayor and Mike, and for all who's hard work and his family. We're grateful that they've come here and got the heck out of California. With things we humbly pray for, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Yeah.
I don't know what it would have been like if he just lived in California.
I just thought wouldn't have lasted.
This poor town would have been, dude.
It wouldn't have lasted either, so it was good. Okay, roll call.
Scott Taylor here.
Kevin Sarah here.
Mike Farrar here.
Billy Spenlow here.
Richard is not here. I haven't heard anything from him. Maybe he'll pop up.
Maybe he's out his way.
I like him to miss, but.
No.
Any conflicts of interest?
No.
Nope.
No.
All right. Looks like we're going to do the oath of office ceremony. That'll be Jenna.
Want to come up here? You want to stand here? It's up to you.
Right here. Stand right here.
Right,
easy for
the babies. You guys are so cute. We're gonna
do one
at a time, but I love it.
Oh, like stand in unity.
I mean, we could do it all at one time if you guys want, but I know I think we have to do it separate. So if you could repeat after me,
I,
Scott Taylor,
having been elected. To the office of
Town Council.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
That I will support.
Obey.
And defend.
The Constitution.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the Duties of my office with fidelity.
Thank you.
Go ahead and sign right there. Thank you so much.
Well, this one was.
I, Kevin Sarah.
Kevin Sarah.
Being elected. To the office of
Town Council.
Do solemnly swear. Or affirm. That I will support. Obey and defend. The Constitution.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge.
The duties.
Of my office.
With fidelity.
Yay! Another turn.
Do I need to sign it?
Yep, please sign that. Okay. Come around to there. Love it. Thank you. There's just 5 minutes more. Thank you. I, Mike Farrar, having been elected, to the office of
Mayor,
do solemnly swear,
or affirm,
that I will support, obey,
and defend,
the Constitution,
of the United States,
and the Constitution,
of the State of Utah,
and that I will discharge,
the duties
of my office
with fidelity.
Thank you, sir.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
I.
I.
Annie Spindler.
Annie Spindler.
Having been.
Having been.
Elected.
Elected.
To the office of.
To the office of.
Town Council.
Town Council.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
Or affirm.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey.
Obey.
And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of Utah.
Of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge.
And that I will discharge.
The duties.
The duties.
Of my office.
Of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Thank you. Go in. Thank you all.
Thank you, Jen.
Hey, we're official. And the first person to come in and do his anytime.
All righty. Thank you, guys. Roll on to the mayor's town update. Reports, recommendation, announcements. Let's hit on the water tank real quick. Still stuck in the end of the design process. Unfortunately, I'm sure people that have been around here a long time know that the town was small and people were doing the best they could. There wasn't a lot of wreckers, not a lot of... We were trying to avoid digging up some of the lines to the tanks. We couldn't find any drawings anywhere. So Nate actually had a meeting today with the old engineer, Rob Mills, before my time. I think I worked with him actually on my property before I'm here. He gave Nate a box of stuff and thinks that the tank drawings and the pipes going to the tank are all in there. So I'm going to get that box over to Nate tomorrow, and hopefully it's in there and Nate can complete it and we can finish the design work and get started. So that's where the water tank is. Let's see. We've been restoring and fixing up the two wells. Now the town's only utilizing two wells. I told the water guys in Public Works I want them to look pretty and perfect. So we've been building a little, if you guys noticed down here, south, you see the little building going up over part of the well that we just had covered with an old, I don't even know what that is, like a metal cover that you had two guys to pick up. So
three guys.
Yeah. We drywalling, cleaning up them. I said I want them to look perfect. There's only two wells. There's no reason why they shouldn't look perfect. So been doing that. Still working on the second fire station over there in Cedar Point. I believe they were putting in the hydrant today.
It's done.
Okay. I was hoping I didn't hear from Dan, but I figured it was done. So that's going good. That's done. She can do a little more work, groundwork and some stuff like that. And we got the steel building over there ready to go up.
Getting close, starting to get close.
And Chief does it all pretty cheap and gets a lot of volunteers and does a lot of the work himself, so appreciated. Parks, we're doing an impact fee study. You guys, the residents, will be getting a survey. Michelle's working on it now. Actually gave me a draft today and it looked great. So we're going to send out a survey to every resident or every household in the town and get some feedback on what you guys want to do with parks. We'll probably schedule a public hearing. We do public opinions and we'll all be up here and people could kind of tell us what they want to see at the parks and see if we can get some general consensus of people that are agreeing. Like I told them, the mayor, if one person says, I want a pickleball court, obviously that's not going to happen. But if we get a good group of people like, yeah, pickleball court sounds great or this or that, and just get some inputs what we want to see in the park for our impact fee study. We're also looking at putting a second park in Cedar Point. So that will help them over there. Cemetery, I sit down with Bradley today. We've been putting the cemetery on hold pending the growth and everything that's going on. And we've just had a lot of elderly people in the coffee with the mayor joking that they're hanging on and they really want this cemetery.
I'm so, part of that group too.
Yeah, I know. I got
a little nervous.
So I met with Bradley this morning. We came up with a preliminary budget and where I'm going to get the money from. Bradley is. It sounds simple, like I just turned Bradley loose on, but he's actually for months he's been meeting with the people and talking to the people from Hurricane to do their cemetery and learning all about cemeteries and everything it's going to take. So we're going to get it started with 50 plots. I think the total is
a good start.
It's the whole thing. Well, I cut it in half from what it was.
I only need one.
Yeah, so I think it was 3,000 plots.
Yeah, it was huge.
And I cut it in half. It was just massive. So I cut it in half on the design. Mm-hmm. So there's like 1,000, 1,500 plots. Now we're going to start in the corner with 50. We're going to get a road. We're going to get up a fence. People are going to understand that it's not going to be the most prettiest right now. But if something happens and they're adamant they want to be buried in Apple Valley, they can be. And they'll be safe there. And we'll beautify it in the next year, couple years. And at least it gives people that option. Because we've had a lot of people say they've lived here almost their whole life. And this is where they want to be buried. They don't care about grass and bushes.
Throw some rocks over it.
Yep, so we'll get it up there, and it'll be semi-decent until we do the whole little design area. So Bradley's working on that. Budget, me and Mikey redid the budget. It'll be on the next agenda. It has to have a public notice and public hearing. We didn't get it done in time to get on this one, so you guys will get it in February. We did every six months, and we rejuggle the budget and balance stuff out and bring it to you guys for approval. We'll have that on the next one. And I think that's mainly about it. We've still been working on some drainage and some stuff like that, and making sure it's not a little bit of the rain and snow we got, that everything was draining properly and nobody's flooding, some stuff like that. So we're working on that. And we're working on the impact fee studies. And everyone, we're doing the parks, the fire, the water, everything, all new impact fee studies. So we meet with Nate, and me and Michelle and Nate have been working on that. So we're getting it done slowly but surely. So do you guys got anything?
No, I think you covered it all.
Okay. All right, close that out. This time I'm going to put public comments, 3 minutes each. Anybody, only a couple people here, one person online. Anybody have anything? Nope, online. Nope. All right, we'll close out the public comments. We'll roll right into public hearing. Item number one, R2026-01, a resolution amending the town fee schedule to update impact fees previously adopted by Ordinance O-2021-002. Anybody have anything they want to say on that one? Anybody online? Nope. Okay, I'm going to close out the public hearing for item number one, R2026-01. A resolution amending the town fee schedule to update impact fees previously adopted by Ordinance O-2021-002. Going to roll into discussion and action on item number two. Going to open up discussion and action on R-2026-01, a resolution amending the town fee schedule to update impact fees previously adopted by Ordinance O-2021-002. We are not changing anything. All we're doing is adding the impact fees to the town fee schedule, so everything's in one place. It's easy to access. There's no confusion. They're hidden somewhere. I don't know. They're put them on the town fee schedule. So they'll all be right there. Nothing's changing. We're just using the same thing we had before. We're not increasing fees. We're not decreasing fees. Nothing like that before rumors start spreading. And people are calling saying we change fees. Nothing's changing. Just adding it to the town fee schedule. It has to go to council for a change for to add that on there. So that's all that's going on there. You guys have any questions?
I'll make a motion. We approve R-2026-01. It was adopted by the ordinance 0-2021-002 for the Apple Valley fee schedule on the proposal of January 21st, 2026.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Kevin Sarah, aye.
Mike Brewer, aye.
Aye, son of aye.
Motion carries. On to item number three, Ordinance O-2025-44. This is a zone change application. Current zone is open space transition. The proposed zone is agricultural 5 acres. Project location is AV-1365-J, located at the intersection of 2200 East and 2200 South. It's 15 acres. He wants to do 3 5-acre parcels. He's east of Rich Cop, but north of Ranch Road right there in that corner up there. He's OST now. He wants to do the Ag 5 zone change. And then once that's done, he's going to come and apply for a lot split. And he wants to do 3 5-acre parcels. Yep, which is in the general plan. It's zone.
We actually still have some open space transition.
Yep. Yeah, there's quite a few still. Yeah, there's still some people on the switch. So, yeah, that's 5-acre lots up there around him. There's also a 20. Fits right in. June's coded.
It fits in.
Planning Commission recommended approval on January 14, 2026.
Scott Taylor, move we approve Ordinance 0-2025-44, zone change application, current zone, open space transition, proposed zone, agricultural 5 acres project location, AV-1365-J, located at the intersection of 2200 East and 2200 South acres, 15. Planning Commission recommended approval on January 14, 2026.
I'll second.
Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Kevin Sir, aye.
Mike Farrar, aye.
Emily Smith, aye.
Motion carries. On to item number 4. This is the development agreement addendum for the Oculta Roca project. This is a very simple one. Oculta Roca has graciously offered to donate an additional $300,000 on top of the $300,000 they already donated to our road projects. So that'll give us a total of $600,000. We have about close to $400,000 in the road impact, these three, $400,000. So we're close to about $1 million, and I need 1.4 or 1.5 to do everything I wanted. That's paving all of Gooseberry. That's paving the last three roads over here in Apple Valley proper. Chip and seal, same thing we have now. So chip and seal, Gooseberry, chip and seal, the three or four roads that are road-based here in Apple Valley proper. We will be slurry sealing all the roads here. Actually, I think we're going to go back in with a layer of chip and seal. There's an option for a little bit more money to, instead of slurry here in Apple Valley proper, to go over another layer of chip seal. Highly recommended, obviously. If I can pull off that extra couple $100,000, that's what we're going to do. Cedar Point is already asphalt. It's not chip seal, so we'll slurry seal that, restripe it. The section over there by where the new fire station is going, it's completely destroyed. It's what they call alligator gin or something. It's going to be torn out, replaced, slurry sealed, whole thing. And then, like I said, every road from right here where it turns to road base in Gooseberry, all the way back, all the way through Gooseberry, every road in there, all chip sealed. So that's the project I'm trying to get done. We're very close to having the money at no cost to the town under the impact fees. And then we will go out to bid. That project is a big project. We'll have to go out to bid and we'll award it and we'll get that done. So that's what this is, just them donating an additional $300,000 to our project. I don't think we're going to turn that down.
No. People are looking forward to it.
Yes.
Approve the development agreement addendum for the Okoloroka project.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item number 5, Town Council 2026 annual meeting schedule. Jenna provided a copy of that. It's the third Wednesday of every month. Is there any exceptions, Jenna, the third Wednesday? I'm sure there is in November. I mean, Are they?
Does it say on there?
It just says November 18th.
The Planning Commission that has to be Veterans Day is on November 11th.
Okay.
We're good on there.
Cool. Yeah. So that's all that is our yearly schedule of meetings. We just need to approve that.
And make a motion we approve the Town Council 2026 annual meeting schedule.
I'll second it. It's already in my calendar.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. On to the consent agenda. The consent item number 6, minutes from December 17, 2025, Town Council meeting. I'm looking at the old one. That's right. Here we go. So let me do that over. Item number 6 is the minutes from December 17, 2025 County Council meeting. Item number 7, a disbursement listing for December 2025. Item number 8 is the budget report for fiscal year 2026 through December 2025. Item number 9 is December 2025 water usage comparison. I don't see nothing that stands out that I think you guys have questions about. If you guys have any questions, anything at all, as I've said before, anybody that questions, I get people saying, well, we can see the budgets here every month. It's public access. The budget's here. Every penny we spend, every penny. I've been saying it every since we've had a few people saying that. It started at election time, but I've just been saying it's right here. Every penny we spend, all right here. Every receipt, everything, disbursements, anything was right here. Payroll, anything you guys want, it's all right here. So on top of an audit that Mikey does, on top of a state audit that they do. So
it'll be nice when the Utah State Division of Finance comes.
Yeah.
I'll be dead.
I'm just saying, what if I lived to 120?
So we can approve those all. Go ahead, Scott.
Okay, also, Scott did. I move we approve the consent agenda items 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Anything a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Closed session. We do need to have a closed session to discuss a couple of legal cases that are ongoing and some legal strategies and stuff like that. So we're going to have to dismiss and go back there for a closed session.
I will make a motion that we go to a closed session.
If you could just say for pending or imminent.
Oh, for pending or imminent
litigation.
Litigation.
Give me a second.
Jenna.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. We'll go into a closed session.
Is it Wasatch Front?
No, it's
I'm going to go ahead and start this 8-minute video real quick. That's okay.
Yeah. Yep. Richard's already.
Yeah, me too.
I'm really worried about it.
I don't think I've ever seen any this is no danger to stay back. I thought I'd seen this truck at the community garden today. I've never known him, even a planning commission, to miss him.
German, and then there's a. I make a motion we adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.